Rural News Time now with Sally Murphy and Otatahi. Kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
Apple and pear growers, they've had pretty good profits lately, but they will drop this season, is that right?
Yeah, New Zealand Apples and Pears, the group that represents the country's pit fruit growers, has revised its crop forecast and it's down 12% on the pre-season estimate. In January, the 2022 apple and pear crop was predicted to reach the equivalent of just over 23 million export boxes, but now the group expects it to be just over 20 million boxes, an estimated loss of $105 million in export earnings. Apples and Pears Chief Executive Terry Meikle says a perfect storm of adverse events is behind the change.
It's been really tough. You know, when Omicron established itself, it was right at the beginning of our season. We then had it impact the islands. You know, as you know, we rely pretty heavily on the Recognised Seasonal Employer Scheme, which is a fantastic scheme. So we had a lot of uncertainty there. We had the underwater volcano in Tonga shortly after that. Then we had the Ukraine-Russia invasion, and that's affected the entire global food supply chain. We've got China continuing to try to eliminate COVID, and that's impacting global shipping lines and logistics. We've got ships out off the port of Shanghai. The whole supply chain has really been impacted by this. And of course, that when you're layer that on top of really unseasonal weather, particularly in the Hawke's Bay and Gisborne was smashed with really unseasonal rains, heavy rains at the wrong time. It just all compounds on the grower's state of mind.
He says it's vital growers know if they'll have enough people to pick the fruit, and he hopes the government will expand the current RSE scheme.
Our growers need certainty. They need to plan ahead for their labour in terms of trying to invest and trying to grow their orchards. And really, that's where the government can help us most, is building efficiencies in terms of trying to, you know, and make the temporary migration scheme even better than it already is. You know, look for other opportunities to use that as a blueprint to perhaps look at other areas where we could get more labour in. We try pretty hard in the local, getting New Zealanders into the orchards. Not always easy, especially when we've got full employment across most of our key regions.
And Terry Meikle expects continued delays in the global supply chain and rising inflation will squeeze growers' and exporters' profits further in coming months.
Now, a warning for farmers who are looking to invest in tech.
Yeah, a rural business advisor says more farmers are looking into on-farm technology, such as phone apps and cow collars. But Amanda Burling from business advisory service Baker Tilly Staples Rodway says it's important to ask some hard questions first.
What is the problem that you're actually trying to solve, and then coming up with different ways to solve that problem. We also go through what other stakeholders might need to be brought on board. So quite often we've got 50-50 share milkers who might be interested in implementing something but can't or don't want to wear the full cost of that. You can't put lipstick on a pig and make it look attractive. So we come back to knowing your baseline and making sure that you are really clear on what is achievable, not just what you're hoping to achieve, because taking a good farmer to great is possible. Taking an average farmer to amazing is a little bit harder. And just introducing the tech isn't going to solve that problem.
Amanda Burling says there's a lot of reasons behind the growing interest in technology.
There's loads of reasons. Some of it's animal welfare. Some of it is staff safety. Some of it is just better conversion of feed and therefore more efficient farming practices. There's a massive emphasis on the social license to operate now, as we know, with all the regulatory stuff that's coming into play. So, you know, whatever we can find out from this information that can give us more knowledge and enable us to better utilise what we've got available now, then that's going to be a win for everybody.
That's Amanda Burling, and that's the Rural News for this morning.